Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in. It's Fesco in the morning. I'm Mike Welch with Bob Fesco and Josh Klingler, and we are live out at Kansas Sampler in Oak Park. So come on through during the show only, 6 to 10 a.m. They opened early. We've had a bunch of people come through, but there's still plenty of stuff. When you buy any Final Four merchandise, any KU Final Four merchandise, you get a KU Final Four towel, decal, or pennant for free with that purchase. You can go to twitter.com/610sportskc right now and check out our three ugly mugs holding up some merchandise and some merchandise behind us to get a feel for how unique and different every style of the Final Four shirts they have here at Kansas Sampler are. We also have free Lamar's donuts and coffee and your chance to win free Royals tickets. There's a lot going on out
there
here.
There is
guys.
A ton going on
There's
out here. And I see the kiddos, and I'm sure Dad's going to get mad. There's free donuts over here. If your dad says you can have a donut, they're over there. Look at that. What are you doing? They're going to have donuts
like,
for
me under the bus. What's wrong with you?
That's why I did it, right?
Oh, wow.
I know what it's like. My two were in here earlier running around on the sugar high.
So, everybody's gearing up for the Final Four, as is Vegas, as they put out their tournament prop bets. So the best prop bets for KU versus Villanova, CBS broke down the best ones. And this sticks out to me for multiple reasons. We've already discussed how impactful the three-pointer is going to be for both Nova and KU.
Yep.
And the biggest one that jumped out to me here was the 19.5 over-under on total three-point field goals made by both teams in the Villanova-Kansas game. So they're expecting...
Wow, that's a big number, right?
Yeah, an over-under, 19.5 total threes made. So they're expecting Nova and Kansas
to just bomb from the arc.
Combined, would have 10, essentially 10 made threes each, which is a monstrous number. For a Final Four game?
Yeah.
That tells you how basketball's changed, man. LeBron James wasn't lying when he said that they've done more to protect the shooter and less to protect the drivers as time has gone on, because that's absolutely what both of these teams do, is they try to shoot from the outside. And by the way, so does Loyola, Chicago, and Michigan. All four teams in the Final Four now, three-point shooting teams.
Yeah, you know what, though? If I'm KU, and I understand that's that's like kind of been their game lately, I think they have a really big advantage, fellas, if they go inside. I don't know what you think about that, Josh, and you study college basketball, obviously, more than Mike and I. You probably watch Villanova play, because I haven't. Do you think they have that opportunity? I mean, I know they're good, but I think Kansas can score inside. I think this is where the size and Udoka Azubuike become big. So I may take the under on that one, because I don't think Kansas needs to rely on that three-point shot.
Well, I just think I don't take it at the Final Four. Like, period.
What do you mean?
Nerves, tight rims,
yeah.
Big buildings.
Big building. That's the other thing.
I never count on, like, super hot offensive games.
Right.
So even though that they've been the over through the tournament combined for these two teams, I wouldn't take the over in that regard in this one.
Yeah, that's true. You forget the factor in that they are playing in a dome, and they've never played in a dome type of situation before, because the only thing that's in domes now are Final Four games. And so guys don't play that, and they see the rim differently. So you're right. From that standpoint alone, trying to hit a three-point shot in a dome may be a reason to take the under.
I would just never bank on offense.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to defend. But can they score inside against Villanova? Yeah, they can. I think Villanova presents some matchup problems with their bigs and the ability to pull away from the basket. But can Udoka Azubuike score on the inside? I would think so. I would definitely be erring in that regard. But I'd do that too. Like I've turned into that guy.
Yeah,
just dump the ball inside and stop jacking threes.
Oh, wow, you finally have come around.
Yeah, it took many, many
years.
Get
off your guys' lawn.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we're almost there, nearly through the college basketball games of March. Sometimes it is a grind, but then we'll all be sad when it's over. Three more games ahead and time to pick up some 5-Hour Energy. It gets you back to 100%. It's perfect for me. I don't drink coffee, but 5-Hour Energy gives me the caffeine I need to get going. Say, oh, I don't know, had a 12-inning baseball game last night.
What?
Yeah, I was up very late last night. So you got to
get
back.
Where did you play?
At KU last night, yeah.
Oh, the minutes. KU game. I thought you meant the kids.
Yeah,
I
was like, oh, my God. No. I'd go home for a kids 12-minute game. But you need to get back to 100%, and I use 5-Hour Energy to get that done. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients, bunch of great flavors. Had the strawberry watermelon this morning. Tastes great, easy to drink, zero sugar, and just 4 calories. Still some fun to be had. You and your friends can still play a mini bracket with the 4 teams that are remaining at 5hourenergybrackets.com. It fits right in your pocket whenever you need a boost. 5-Hour Energy gets you back to 100%. It's 5-Hour Energy.
We have a couple more prop bets to get to from the Final Four when it comes to KU versus Villanova. And one that sticks out because it's shockingly low is the over-under for Malik Newman's point total. They put it at 15.5. And they actually go very strong, explanation of what Malik Newman did against Duke. They said he went Super Saiyan, dropping a career-high 32 points. Now, the one reason I might think about taking the under on Malik Newman's point total, which, again, at 15.5 is very low considering he's averaging well over 20 points per game. The teams know about him now.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to sneak up on anybody. The thing that Malik Newman's had working for him is you're spending all this time on Devontae Graham, Svi Mykhailiuk, Udoka Azubuike, and now Malik Newman, he's been able to emerge because they aren't really paying as much attention to him.
Yeah, and a week to prepare.
A week to prepare.
And Villanova has good guards.
This guy's had a tournament. Okay, what do we do to slow him down? And plus, they guard. Duke plays zone.
Right.
Okay? You're open.
Right.
Okay? Villanova's going to guard you. So the challenges will be a little bit greater, and you're a known commodity now for your tournament run.
Right.
So
they got a game plan for Malik. I mean, you're a fool if you don't game plan for Malik Newman.
Right.
I mean, that's the one guy you got to focus on. So that's why 15.5 over-under on point total for Malik Newman might seem low, but I can understand where Vegas is coming from there.
But
and
I
Kansas
also think
Kansas doesn't also have to force Malik Newman.
Right.
Yeah.
They do have a lot of other things as well. So, okay, you're going to take Malik Newman away? Well, we've counteracted with we're going to be doing this, this, and this. So it's not like you have a team where, oh, my gosh, how do we get Malik Newman away from what they're trying to do. That's not Kansas's, you know, intention.
I think this is a game, though, guys, where I think Doak is going to get close to 20 points. I think he has to be the focal point in this because I don't want Kansas to get in this 3-point shooting contest with Villanova because I don't think they win a 3-point shooting contest. And it's not because Kansas is bad. It's because Villanova is that good at shooting the 3-ball. And when you have an advantage like Kansas does, you got to take advantage of that. And that, to me, is still inside. The other one that's very interesting to me is the largest lead of the game by either team at 15.5 points. Do you ever expect to, like, is that a misprint? Is it supposed to be 5.5 points? But I mean, 15.5 points, largest lead of the game. I'm taking the under on that, like, with the house.
Could you see, though, a scenario where one team gets that big lead and then blows it and then it's a close game?
I thought you were going to say, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Right?
What if I told you?
You could see it. You could see
You mean like the North Carolina game where Billy Packer declares it over?
Yeah, you've seen those kind of games before.
This game is over!
Someone races out to a big lead, and then they can't hold it, and it gets close.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean,
and that's
I wouldn't bet on that.
I don't think anybody's going to get a 15.5 point
lead. That sounds like
lead,
a large number to me. But
with Nova's ability to score, I don't count it out. I thought it was a little high, but I thought it would be closer to like 12. 15.5 is a big lead, but Nova fills it up quick, man, with their ability to score fast. I could see Nova getting down and then fighting all the way back. Right? I could see KU getting down and having to fight all the way back. I wouldn't be shocked to see a 16-point lead from either team just because of how quickly both teams quickly tend to score in bunches.
But do they hold it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think this is a game decided by 15.5.
Correct.
But I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Like somebody has a first-half big lead.
Yeah, if there was like a 16-point lead at some point. All right, we have a lot to cover nationally and especially also locally when it comes to opening day for the Royals and, of course, the Final Four. Find out if Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, is going to pick the KU Jayhawks and exactly what he believes the perception of Bill Self is nationally. Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, joins us next.
From the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, Fesco in the Morning, powered by the Jay.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word PARK, P-A-R-K, PARK, to 72881. That's 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio, the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance up to $12,000 each weekday. Your next chance at 10:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com.
We get to the final four statistic that is extraordinarily interesting going into this game, especially for KU and Villanova in just a moment. But I'll tell you guys this. I've done a lot of embarrassing things on the air before.
Yes, we
a lot of
have.
Embarrassing things. Yep. Like a laundry list longer than I could even go back and tell you. I don't know that I've ever done anything quite as embarrassing as complimenting a purse mid-live read. I don't think I've ever got – like I. It's one thing to talk while you're – talking about Slim for Life. It's another thing to do that while complimenting a purse.
Well,
and that's probably going to be
purse
tough.
Exactly.
It was one of those. It was like that right there in the case, that Jayhawks one.
Yeah,
right there in the middle case.
Uh-huh.
She had one of those.
Do you have a purse or multiple ones? Or
I don't own one.
Okay.
No,
because you were dialed into that purse. You're like, that's
bag.
A great purse.
It's a cool. It had this little Jayhawks on it. It was cool, man. But it's like just randomly, there's Welch's voice going, "Oh, I really like your purse. That's phenomenal." Like, yeah. That's going to go down as one of the more embarrassing moments for me of all time.
That was great. I'd be embarrassed.
I'll wear that one. Yeah. That's okay. So the stat when it comes to Final Four is in tournament play, when a coach has 5 days to prepare, which obviously would be going into the Sweet 16 and the Final Four.
And the opening round.
Bill Self is 30-5.
It's unbelievable.
In tournament play. And keep in mind, he's had 2 first-round losses, which plays into that five. And those were over 10 years ago.
Right.
And Jay Wright, Villanova, is 15-8. John Beilein at Michigan is 14-5. And Sister Jean is 2-0.
I know.
So, with Bill Self at 30-5 in this situation, I look at this line, this 5-point line, 5-point favorites are Villanova. I'm thinking only a fool would bet against Bill Self in this Saturday. I mean, maybe not for the championship game, that's fine, but he's never lost this game.
Right.
This game, the Final Four round before the national championship, Bill Self has never lost this game. You give Self this amount of time to prepare, I expect him to annihilate you, just like he annihilated Roy Williams back in 2008.
Yep.
And even in 2012, they didn't annihilate Ohio State, because remember, that game was ugly as sin. But that's still... You would bet on Bill Self again, but the way he was able to pull that one out, even in an ugly contest.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. That game against Ohio State, Josh and I were looking for flights on Sunday morning to try to get out of town because that was halftime, Josh. I remember talking to you going, all right, we got to book these flights. We got to get out of here tomorrow. We don't want to stay through Tuesday because, this team isn't going to be playing here. And then all of a sudden they changed their tune in the second half and found a way to come back and mm-hmm. obviously win that game and get onto the national championship game to play Kentucky on Monday night. So, yeah, Bill Self has been remarkable when he's had time to prepare. And that stat is almost as, like, wow, as that Andy Reid, coming off a bye stat, right?
Yeah,
like how good Andy Reid is coming off a bye stat. I think when you have amazing coaches like that, and Andy does fall into that category for the regular season and coaching up guys, when you have that extra time and you give coaches that extra time that are just better than everybody else, they're going to do damage to you. And that's the thing right now, if you're looking at a reason why, and if you're looking for a reason you'll want to pick Kansas to win this game on Saturday, it's because Bill Self has had 5 days to prepare for this game. He's had almost a week to get ready, and the stats do stand for himself. And it's not just the fact that he's 25 games over 500 in these situations. It's the fact that he's been in 35, now 36 of these situations, guys. Think about that. 36 different times they've had an opportunity to be in a situation where you've had 5 days or more to prepare for a tournament game, and he's going up against Jay Wright, who's just 15-8. That's not as nearly as good as what Bill Self has done. So I love the fact that Bill's had the time, and I love the way that this team is playing right now. And that's why, for me, that 5.5-point spread or whatever it is now for Villanova, I got Kansas by 5.5 to 7 points in this game on Saturday.
Well, I think I look at some of the players for Villanova, like Amari Spellman, who was big time against against West Virginia. Obviously, so was Jalen Brunson. He had like 27 points against West Virginia. And reading CBSSports.com, they're ranking all the players left, the players in the Final Four.
They reseeded?
Well, essentially, they reseeded the players. They put Jalen Brunson number one and Devontae Graham number two. But then they have Michael Bridges from Villanova at number three. And then, obviously, at number six, Amari Spellman.
Yeah.
And then seven is Malik Newman. So they have three players – for Villanova before they get to two for Kansas. The reason why, looking at these teams side by side on paper, I think a lot of people are pointing to Villanova, is because you would say they probably have the better top end talent in your, like, let's say top three players. But all that said, Nova has cruised through the tournament. I know that's a positive because you want to cruise
through
the tournament,
everybody, right?
But they have yet to get punched in the mouth. I don't really like buying into a team that hasn't got that isn't battle tested. Being battle tested is a big thing in life and sports and whatever. You want to be battle tested. Villanova really isn't. They've been cruising by everybody and crushing everybody. You punch them in the mouth, they won't have that feel for how to react. Maybe they could come back and you know, you punch them in the mouth and they're okay. But we don't know that yet. We've seen Kansas get punched in the mouth and fight back and crawl to a win in this tournament. We haven't seen Villanova get punched yet.
And not just that, all year,
all season,
you've got the numbers, Josh, over there about like what Villanova's like in close games versus what Kansas is like in close games. And the numbers aren't comparable. And that's one of those things in sports that people always look at. How good are you like in one-run games in baseball? That's always a big deal. How good are you? What's your record in one-run games? What's your record in games of 3 points or less in the NFL? And the better you are in those situations, man, I think the better you are as a team.
Yeah. Posted a blog about Devontae Graham and his legacy, but also about the margin, which I think could be a factor in this one. Kansas has won 14 games decided by 7 points or less. Villanova has only won 3 of those games by 7 points or less. They've blown a lot of people out, but they just haven't played any close games, and they've been all double-digit wins in the NCAA tournament as
right.
well. So Kansas played the close games. You'd like to say playing those can help you later on. Now in March, right?
Sure.
So if that's the case, I like Kansas in a close game because they've kind of been there, done that.
Yeah, they know what to do. They know how to react. I mean, and sometimes teams are so used to blowing other teams out that when they get in that situation, they kind of, you know, cower a little bit. I'll go back to that Kansas team that lost to Arizona, the one that bothers me still to this day, some 20 years later. I'm still shell-shocked over that game. But that was a Kansas team, if I'm not mistaken, they were 35-1 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, and they destroyed everybody, and they finally faced adversity, and they didn't know how to handle it. Kansas knows how to face adversity. I don't know that Villanova does know how to face adversity like Kansas does. And we're talking about the number two overall seed in the tournament. They know how to face adversity. But this was an adversity-filled year for Kansas, you know?
You know another team that didn't really have to see a lot of adversity during the regular season or the conference tournament? That 2010 Kansas team that lost to Northern Iowa in the second round. You know, if you remember, that team was stacked. I mean, that team had everything. The Morris twins were role players on that team.
Right.
You had Sharon Collins, Xavier Henry, Cole Aldrich. Withy got like a few minutes of the game. But Withy was like the ninth best player on that team. So you had a lot of really good players and a ton of firepower. I still think it's the most talented team Bill Self has ever had. They lost in the second round because they weren't that battle-tested. They had steamrolled everybody. And then Ali Farouk-Manesh.
Yeah, one of them guys.
Ali Farouk-Manesh went off, and they didn't have an answer for it. They didn't know what to do. And that's the one thing you kind of point to in this. Villanova hasn't really had anybody go off against them. I'm circling Devontae Graham. I think Devontae Graham has to be the guy. I think he will be the guy. And if he does end up pulling this off, everything I've read, everything I've gone through, this feels to a lot of people like the de facto national championship game, and they're going to need Devontae Graham to show out.
Well, they are, and I think Devontae lives up to that one too, guys. I really do. I think this is one of the games because he hasn't had a great tournament. It's been overshadowed, obviously, by what Malik Newman has done. But seniors, great players, they rise in big games. This is a big game. This is going to be a tough game for Kansas. It's not going to be a walk in the park, even though I think they win by 5 to 7 points. It's going to be one that you need Devontae Graham to show up to. I mean, if he goes like 0-for-6 and from 3 and is missing everything, they're going to have a tough time winning this game. They're going to need their senior leader in this one. This is why you come back to school. This is why you decide to come back to Kansas, and I think Devontae Graham realizes that.
All right, we have a very interesting question when it comes to the Kansas Jayhawks. Also, the dumbass take of the week. What was the worst thing we said? Spectre, not here Thursday and Friday, but apparently he was able to find something so bad in the first 3 days of this week that he already has the take. It's already done. Hear it next.
From the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, Fesco in the Morning, powered by the J. Your take absolutely sucked.
Every one of you sucks!
From Maryville to Parsons.
Yes, I enjoy covering Kansas football.
From Boonville to Salina.
Chiefs Marcus Peters, the AFC Defensive Player of the
Week.
Thanks
for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Everyone agrees you really s*** the bed with this one.
Just be dumped on and pooped on and crapped on.
It's the dumbass take of the week.
Proving my point once again that I could be a National Football League coach.
I'm a dumbass.
Welcome back in. Wrapping things up here on a Friday. We have a little bit more to get to when it comes to one pivotal player in the Final Four for the University of Kansas. We've been doing this entire show live from Kansas Sampler in Oak Park, and you still have, if you're almost here, you still have about 14 minutes, as from 6 to 10 a.m., they've been running this special where when you get and buy any KU Final Four merchandise, then you get a KU Final Four towel, decal, or pennant free, along with the Lamar's Donuts, the coffee, everything, your chance to win Royals tickets. We have a ton of stuff out here, and it's been a blast. A ton of people have came by. Thank you so much for supporting us being out here and, of course, supporting Kansas Sampler. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you listening to our terrible takes, some so terrible that they win Dumbass Take of the Week. Chris, go ahead and fire up whatever this week's is.
What did the Royals really lose lineup-wise that they didn't replace?
Eric Hosmer?
Duda put up the same numbers.
False. Lucas Duda hit .217, had 30 home runs and 64 RBIs. Eric Hosmer, on the other hand, .318, 25 homers, 94 RBIs. So Eric Hosmer hit 100 points higher and 30 more RBIs. We continue.
We've seen it now twice. Right? It's not just Michael Porter Jr. Markelle Fultz as well played for Konzo Martin.
No, you're wrong.
Yes, yeah, so you guys tied. Wow. Walk-off shot by Speck there, literally.
Yeah.
to pre-record himself talking about our takes and how terrible they are before he leaves for Chicago. That was Wednesday.
Yep.
He did that on Wednesday. And he didn't roll it out till Friday. Okay, fine. I guess that's a tie for the dumb – there's a lot of kids around.
Yeah.
The dumb take of the week. just saying. It was a tie.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Edit yourself, Mike. I mean,
yeah,
talk about somebody's purse.
I mean, who's off to a better start this year, Hosmer or Duda? I mean, I'm telling you.
Right now, Duda's the better player.
It's really hard to argue that during the 2018 season, Duda isn't performing better than Eric Hosmer.
It's the truth.
I don't know. I'm just saying Duda is performing better than Eric Hosmer. Fact.
Kansas in the Final Four this weekend, and what's interesting is this rise of Malik Newman. And I have a question about him in just a moment, but after a February 10th loss, CBS pointed this out the other day as to why Kansas can win it all. After a February 10th loss to Baylor this year, Bill Self did something extreme. He said he was benching Malik Newman, who, of course, is a former McDonald's All-American, and he decided to start Marcus Garrett instead. Newman had chucked the ball up 16 times against Baylor, only making 5 shots. At the time, Self said he was looking for more intangibles out of his starter.
Right.
And he only, remember, I think, wasn't it Malik Newman was the only one he benched, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he's looking for more intangibles out of all of his starters. Then
he
benched one guy.
He was ticked at Malik Newman. I thought it was that he was mad at LeGerald Vick that whole time, but clearly it was Newman.
Well, according to CBS, if you can pinpoint a moment where things changed for this Kansas team, that was it. In a moment that apparently lit a fire under Malik Newman, and he's rocketed this team to the Final Four. And that's a perfect way to put it, because Malik Newman is the reason why this team's in the Final Four. If he were to finish things off, he balls out, averages another, let's call it 22 points over the next 2 games. Kansas wins the championship. Does he get his jersey retired in the rafters, even though he might not meet the traditional criteria?
Josh, well, you're saying no.
No, I mean, the traditional criteria is not, I mean, as rigorous as it was before, which was pretty silly. It was like 4-time All-American. You know, the bar was like really high. And Bill Self.
So like Danny Manning and no one else?
Yeah, that basically is what him and Tamika Dixon on the women's side were like the only two.
And Bill Self had said, you know, it's for the greatest players in school history.
Right.
I don't know that a tournament run would do that.
Right. I don't.
It's a body of work.
Yeah, I don't think a 3-week run makes Malik Newman a guy whose number you throw.
They win it this year. He comes back and plays, you know, a couple more years and maybe. But not on that alone. No.
To me, championships have become so much more emphasized in sports, and that's
true. That's fair.
And that's over the last like 10, 20 years, right? There used to be a time where we would just appreciate an AFC West championship and buy a T-shirt,
right?
You know, like I did. But everybody makes fun of you when you buy your AFC West T-shirt now because, like, oh, back-to-back AFC West champs. You're like, loser. What else did they win? That's the world of sports we live in now. So to me, I just look at it from that perspective. Winning a championship elevates you beyond everything else, and it's become one of the few things people actually care about anymore. Maybe that should supersede that criteria. But again, I think for Malik Newman, if he does ball out, he does have averages, call it 25 points over the next two games, and KU wins the national championship, he might not get that jersey in the rafters.
But he'll have a national championship.
But he'll have a national championship. He'll have, my guess is, a very good draft position. And Kansas fans will love Malik Newman forever.
Well, and what they'll tell you, too, is his jersey is in the rafters because that national championship up there represents all of those guys. I think the only guy that's going to get his jersey in the rafters at Allen Fieldhouse, at least in my opinion, if they win this thing, even if they don't, it's Devontae Graham. I think he's probably going to be the only one. There's too many letters in Mikhailiuk to put that up there anyway, so it wouldn't fit. And, you know, they're running out of space, as we know. So I think Devontae Graham is the one guy who does get his jersey put up there in the rafters that comes off this team. And I'm good with that because ultimately at the end of the day, he represents this team as a whole. If you're picking the one guy that truly represents this team, this version, it is Devontae Graham. It is all about him. It's his senior year, and he, at the end of the day, has led this team to where they are. As good as Malik Newman has been, this team isn't here if Devontae Graham doesn't do what he does over the course of an entire season.
I understand that, but I also just look, one to Seton Hall. You don't win the Seton Hall game
right,
if it's not for Malik Newman going off. And then you get to overtime against Duke, and Malik Newman scores all 13 points for Kansas. He outscored Duke single-handedly in overtime. Like that just carries a lot of weight to me. And maybe it doesn't to everybody else. I understand there's a lot of, hey, want to look at the big picture, the overall season, the overall career of a player. Absolutely. But in the big moments, for a program that oftentimes in the big moments has fallen short, to have a guy come through that strongly carries a lot of weight to me. And maybe that's just, you know, maybe that's not this is not the way everybody else sees it, but it just maybe I'm alone on an island here. I don't know. Text line 69306. I just look at it as such a heavy accomplishment that it makes me think I would pretty much just be like, dude, you're a Hall of Famer if they finish it off. Now they have to finish it first, but let's say they finish it off on the back of Malik Newman and his scoring ability. I think that guy becomes an all-time great for Kansas, no matter where his jersey is.
And I think also, too, though, you get, like, where you start to you get caught up in March, which, I mean, obviously you should because March matters so much. But a guy
That's
who –
another good shirt.
What's that?
March matters.
March matters. Maybe
go along
maybe
with October is hard.
Maybe I should trademark that one. October is hard and March matters. I think what we
– Sorry, I got T-shirts on the brain today. I don't know why.
I understand.
I'm looking around here at Rally House. I don't know why I would have T-shirts on the brain.
I mean, now my whole train of thought has been derailed a little bit. I forget what we're talking about, Malik Newman and something of that nature and blah, blah, blah. But he's only had the 1 year. I mean, he's only
That's
had the
I'm
1 year.
It, yeah.
And you can't throw a guy's jersey up there who's only had 1 year in your program. I think if he plays three more years here and graduates from Kansas, then we're talking something different. But I think at this point of the game right now, Malik Newman has had a great 3-week run, and we thank him for that, but that does not mean your number has to go up and your jersey has to go up in the rafters among the greats of the program.
Well, we'll leave you with this. A Malik Newman quote after cutting down the nets in Omaha to send Kansas to the Final Four, quote, "We had a lot of hard lessons early in the season. We had some tough losses, but at the end of the day, this is why you come to Kansas, to be in games like this, to be in moments like this. I had no question that we could get to this moment." End quote.
Your coach did.
Very well played, Mr. Fesco.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody out of Kansas Sampler at Oak Park for having us. It was a blast, and I hope everybody came by and took advantage of the special deal they had from 6 to 10 a.m. on Kansas Final Four gear. Lake and Bink with the day shift coming at you in 2 minutes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.